you. Well, it's a good day. Good day to be me.
July the 25th is upon us. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We've been talking about the bottle, well, not the bottle, but the wine, the big barrel, or maybe more than one barrel. A number of barrels of wine were broken over the weekend. So the question, the poll at DougSteffens.com today focuses on that. Question is, what's the most expensive bottle of wine that you've ever bought, or what's... Yeah, I guess. What's the most you ever spent on a bottle of wine? A, over $100. B, 50 to 100. Richie said he spent 100 bucks. C, 20 to 50. D, I never spent more than $20. E, I don't buy wine. I guess that's probably me. Although I did buy some sangria.
You have been buying some stuff, though.
Yeah. I had, and I actually had a, I had a glass of wine on, I had actually, this is...
You were going to start drinking more red wine, you said.
It's good for you if
and
you
by
do
the way,
in moderation.
You know, a forklift malfunction caused a guy to drop a 462 cases of wine from an Australian winemaker.
Okay. Okay.
And it was $1 million worth of wine, so that's my poll for today.
Oh. Did I say that?
You didn't.
Sort of.
You kind of. You started to.
If you don't interrupt me, then I probably finish my story.
You got distracted by the disco ball that Rich has.
Sooner or later, yes.
Yeah, right. The poll on Friday, by the way, because we spent so much time last week on the space program. Have you ever attended in person a space shuttle launch or a landing? 81% said no. You'd only seen it on television. 9% said you saw one. 5% said, yeah, you'd seen a couple. 4% yes, many times. And 1% said you'd only seen it on YouTube.
That's a big regret of mine. I've always wanted to see it, and guess I'm too late now.
Yep, you are. Too late, sadly. We're talking about some of the pictures that have, they get hundreds, thousands of these pictures. And every once in a while, you're able to look at one and actually just sort of sit down and stare in wonder at what you see. That was what I was describing earlier today, the picture from the space station 243 miles up looking down at Italy, and how it just is, it's weird, awesome, cool, all of those things, I think, rolled into one. At any rate, other things going on back here on Earth, for those of you who are followers of fashion, always have a lot of dog stuff. I love dog stuff, and we do a lot of dog stuff. Today's video of the day is a very cool video of a very cool dog who's riding a skateboard, and there are actually three of them. If you haven't seen this yet, Richie, Jennifer, go to Doug. I was thinking, you know, there's a story about a bulldog that rides a skateboard.
We've all seen the bulldog riding the skateboard.
This is the surfboard. The bulldog on a surfboard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's very awesome.
And there are three dogs that are fighting over who's going to get on the surfboard. And I was thinking to myself, because a couple of bulldogs.
I thought this was just another bulldog riding a skateboard. He's riding a skimboard.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you would know better than me, Richie.
Yes, I would.
You have so much more esoteric knowledge about what goes on in the real world. What do I know? A surfboard's a surfboard.
Oh, he's like, cool. He even brings the board back.
A beer is a beer. Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of them brings the board back again. There are a lot of other pictures. One of the things that I'm concerned about at this time of year because of all the heat. There are tremendous numbers of pets that have been abandoned, and they get picked up and they get brought to the dog pound, and many of them expire because of the heat. The dogs are not particularly well taken care of in many of these because the places that the sanctuaries don't have the money to take care of the dog. So the thing that is most troubling, the number one contributor to dogs being abandoned is what? Anybody know? 800-510-8255.
Behavior.
You want to take a guess, Jennifer?
Can I play divorce?
Nope.
Wow, that's a good one.
Neither of those. Yep, both good ones.
Huh.
Neither of them. Foreclosure on homes.
Really?
Is the number one. This is a disaster. You'd think that, you know, there'd be some other cause, but the number of people who are having to give up their home, when they give up their home, they don't have any place to put their pets, so they abandon them, either just leave them on the street, which for that they ought to be shot.
Yeah, that's not good.
You bring them to these shelters, but the shelters are experiencing such an increase, they don't have, you know, these shelters usually are fairly small. They don't have a big operating budget. I'm thinking of Buddy Dog in my area. They do wonderful work. My God, do they do great work. And they, you know, they rely pretty much all on donations from people who support what they do. And they've gotten some help from the pet food manufacturers, give them the food so they can at least pay, you know, that they have the pets taken care of that way. But there is no extra room, and a lot of them are put in 2, 3, 4 in a cage. And, you know, this time of year, with all this heat, there are a lot of dogs who have respiratory problems, and they get into these places. I mean, it's like I stay away from cows that come from a yard, because there's all kinds of things that the cows can catch. If I can see the farm, if I'm going to buy a cow and I can see the farm and I like the farm and it's clean, then I'll take the cow. And that's, I think, the same thing. You need to see where the dog has been. If you're going to get a pet that, and more people are of conscience now, they are getting the pets and they're adopting them, that's cool. But if you don't know where the pet came from, do not do it. As you never know what you're exposing yourself to. And I wouldn't have said that a year ago, except I've seen these dogs now getting crammed in, and you never know. It's like some of the human diseases that you get from being around people that you don't know. Some of the sexual problems sexual diseases come from being exposed to all kinds of stuff. And the same is true with these dogs. We have cows that have been exposed to all kinds of bacteria and things we never even heard of. Because, you know, you get them all together, they come from all over. You never know what these homes are like. So I'm talking about where they came from. If you can see where a dog came from, or you get enough credible information about where the dog came from when you go to the pound, then that's perfect. But if you don't know where the dog came from, my God, I would stay as far away from it as you possibly could. And I want to support. I'd love not to see these dogs being put down. I saw something last week in our area, 70 dogs put to sleep because they haven't got enough room for them. And
so
the
sad.
Heat and stuff, it's really
And then people
tragic.
Still buy dogs places.
Yeah, they go to these pet stores and buy dogs. Go figure.
I only caught the last half of what you just said. What did you just say about not getting a dog unless you know where it comes from?
Unless you can find out where, either see where the dog comes from, or the pound knows where the dog comes from. If the dog, they just picked up the dog off the street and brought him in and put him in a cage, do not take that dog.
That's where Patch came from.
Well, you're lucky.
That's where my Yorkie that we had, that was a great dog.
How long ago
was
this?
Patch, I've had for 11 years.
Right.
The Yorkie, I had 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, big changes, Richie, in the last year or two. Especially
but a stray is a stray. I mean, what are you going to do? Let them die?
Well,
how do 99% of dogs get to the pound?
99% of the dogs get
away.
To the pound now because they are given by people who, again, I go back to what I said before, the abandonment rate is increasing because of foreclosures, and people will take the dog because they can't afford them, they have no place to put them, that sort of thing. If you know where the dog, I know this is sad, but you're asking for trouble if you don't know where the dog, as I said, with any animal, if you don't know where they've been, then they could have been anywhere. Well, you can disagree all you want.
I've seen it too. I've got proof of it sitting in my living room now.
Probably you have proof of 11 years ago it worked. It does not work that way now.
What's the difference? What changed?
The change is where all these dogs are coming from, what they've been exposed to. The diseases that are around today that are in dogs that were never around before. I see it in the cows. We have cows. We have diseases in cows they never had before.
They give the dogs a medical checkup.
They may or they may not.
I think dangerous by telling people not to adopt dogs unless they can get a full history on their life.
I think dogs will die because of your statement. Dogs may die because of my statement.
They will.
Sorry, better than a human being dying because they don't know where the dog came from.
Well, wow, I don't think
and there's nobody who loves me.
He's a dog person.
Exactly. Nobody loves dogs more than I do. So I don't be trying to hang something on me.
I'm giving you some practical advice. Think about what you're saying.
I thought about it a lot.
Killing dogs.
Oh, good for you. You can think that.
Dog killer.
Yeah, right. That's it. Good. Thank you. That certainly helps straighten out what it is that I'm trying to get across here. Be very careful. Stray dogs, if you have a neighbor that gives you a dog, you knew where the dog came from. That's what happened with my sister. One of the neighbors couldn't keep the dog anymore. And so my brother-in-law took the dog, great dog. And there are a lot of dogs that have come out of all the dogs that I had as a kid came from the MSPCA, the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. My father used to go get them, pay $4, get them the shots, bingo.
One of my best friends, Laura Cross, is a foster for dogs from the Humane Society.
And she tell you the same thing.
And she, no, she...
Ask her the question.
I do ask her. We talk.
You
about
ask her the question. She get her on the phone. Can you get her on the phone right now?
Yeah, she has strays. She has a stray in her house right now. Right. Has no idea where the dog came from.
Okay,
great dog.
Let's get her on the phone.
Okay.
All right. You want to have a fight? Let's have a fight.
No, I don't have a fight. I just don't want you to put out information that may cost the dog his life. If
I don't either.
Anybody who likes me best on the show, call right now.
I mean, it's one thing when you and I go back and forth and just, you know, trying to think. But I think this could seriously cost dogs their lives, and I don't want that.
I don't either. Oh, wait, you think I want it?
No, I know
I
you don't.
I think people need to be careful.
Let's talk about cats next.
Cats shoot them off.
I actually told my brother.
Doug.
I actually told my brother this weekend, you should get a cat. My brother just moved into a house that's in the middle of the woods.
He's got snakes and mice and all kinds of things. Perfect idea. Yeah. Get a cat.
I'm not a cat person, but no, we both said, time to get a cat.
Yep.
They'll handle it.
Yeah, na-na-na-na-na-na. Later on in the hour, after we have our fight, we'll have a discussion of whether or not children should be drinking alcohol. Do you bring your children into a maturity by exposing them to booze early? It's done in Europe. Should we do it here?
My wife did it in South America when she grew up.
Right.
Doesn't drink.
Yeah. You look at you. You had a lot of alcohol when you were a kid.
I was not exposed to alcohol when I was a kid, and then in my 20s went crazy for 5 or 6 years, and you learn the hard way. I agree. My wife, she was mature when she was 15, 16, have a glass of wine or whatever it is, and she never abused alcohol.
Right. There you go. And a lot of that. Anyway, let's talk about the dogs first. 800, are you going to try to really get this person, or are you just yanking my chain?
No, I'll call her.
Okay. 800-510-8200. I'm just kidding, because Richie loves to set these up. It's like playing golf. Put the ball in the tee. Let's see who's going to come through with a stroke. It's 18 after the hour.
If you need to raise funds for your charity organization, Macy's Shop for a Cause is the perfect opportunity. Qualifying groups receive special tickets to sell for $5 each, and you keep 100% of the ticket proceeds, so sell as many as you can. On Saturday, August 27th, ticket buyers receive exclusive savings in every Macy's store nationwide and on Macy's.com. To see if your group qualifies and to sign up, go to Macy's.com/shopforacause.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011, and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of Incredible Edible Egg.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some of our birthdays for today, the 25th of July. Jesus, going back to 1941 for the birth of guitarist Manuel Carlton, who's with the group Nazareth. Remember Love Hurts? Guy's 70 years old. That's
Love Hurts.
Yeah, sure does.
Love Stinks.
Yeah, tell that to Amy Winehouse's mother, who now in some of the more recent stuff out of them says that Amy's death was only
coming.
A matter of time.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. She'd seen her the day before and thought she was in horrible shape.
If you remember, her last concert, she got booed off stage because she was falling all over the place.
Right. Yeah. What a tragedy.
Had to cancel the rest of her European tour.
Sure, yeah. All right, next up on the hit parade here is Jim McCarty, drummer with a Yardbird. Was with the group Renaissance before that. Box of Frogs. If you don't think this is a London guy, good heavens. For You're a Love, one of their big hits. Heart Full of Soul, another Yardbirds hit, Richie. I'm a Man, Shape of Things.
Yeah.
Oh, the one I liked the most was Over, Under, Sideways, Down. Very, very cool. Happy birthday to actress Janet Margolin. Let's see here. Nate Thurman, baseball player. Yeah, okay. I know, basketball player. He's a basketball player. Verdeen White. Bass player with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Guy can move.
Sure can.
Shining star, sing a song.
Big tall dude.
Yep. Glad you get into my life.
Fun concert, man. If you've never seen these guys, catch them before it's too late because they are fun.
After the Love Is Gone, Boogie Wonderland, Let's Groove.
Yep.
Best of My Love, all that stuff is very good. Walter Payton's birthday is today. He's dead, though, isn't he?
Walter Payton's dead, yes.
Died? Yep. In other words, these guys that had trouble with his, he had Alzheimer's or whatever, he died very young. Right? He was 40-some when he died, I think. Wasn't he?
It was about 6-7 years ago, something like that.
Yeah. Iman, the actress, is that how you pronounce your name?
Iman.
Married to David Bowie. Right?
Model.
Yeah. Okay, Ken Greer, whose guitar is with Red Rider. 57. What do I need to know about this group, Richie?
One Hit Wonder.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, very cool song. One Hit Wonder.
Matt LeBlanc. Say it again there. There it is. Matt LeBlanc, who's the...
Right.
Star Joey and Friends. 44 today.
Come on, ready? Ready? Here comes. Here comes.
That is good job, Richie.
That was fun, Rich. We're pretty good.
Yeah. Leanna Douglas, the actress's birthday is today. is in Bella Mafia. J.R. Ferguson, Stan Rizzo on Mad Men. I don't know much. It's a popular HBO show. I don't know much about it.
It does very well in the Emmys. I've never seen it, though.
Yeah.
Well, HBO knows how to put these shows together.
You would love it, Doug, about the old ad agency business.
Really?
Come on.
I'm looking forward to Pan Am.
Me too.
Story about stewardesses in the 60s, 50s,
and
60s. And
the Playboy Club, if it actually makes it.
Right. James Lafferty, Richie, is Nathan on One Tree Hill.
So you say.
So I say. What I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind. Is booze appropriate for children? We had our usual spring homecomings and proms and graduations, that sort of thing. And there were a lot of young people who got into trouble because of things that they were doing because they couldn't handle their liquor. So how is that problem fixed? We'll talk about it. 28 after on Good Day.
We're all trained to hand over our credit cards when we check into some place for the night.
Problem is, how secure is that hotel system itself so that somebody else doesn't have access to your account?
Even the best hotels are not immune from issues involving credit card security. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When you pull out the plastic, you've got to be watchful.
38% of credit card hacking cases involve the hotel industry. That's a very scary statistic.
AARP Travel Ambassador Peter Greenberg.
What you need to do when checking into a hotel, never use a debit card or your ATM card. Because if anybody has access to that, they'll completely vacuum out your checking account. The second thing you need to do, and you can do it online now, check your credit card statement every week. Not every month when it comes to you, every week. Because all of a sudden, the people who are hacking your card, they're not going to hack your card for a $5,000 purchase. They'll hack your card for $19.32 here.
And $10 there. And slowly, those under-the-counter radar small amounts just keep adding up.
I've actually now started catching things that I never would even have thought of looking at before. And then you call the hotel and find out that wasn't your charge. And next thing you know, all that money comes back to you that you otherwise would have paid.
And don't throw any private information away in a public area. That includes trash cans in hotel rooms, lobbies, airports, and restaurants. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now at Staples. That was
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, EOTech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I got safety there.
Yeah, safety net. 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Richie, and Doug are here with principles. We are into principles. Principles of life. Principles of
I thought you meant like principles
liberty.
Of a school.
Well, that would be P-L-E versus P-A-L.
Right.
P-A-L. Principle is P-L-E. Those are the things, the credos that you live by. P-A-L is the principle of the school. You got that right?
I think so, yes.
Yes. We have a heat wave simmering down. That's the good news. A lot of record heat where Richie is and where I am. I'm in Las Vegas this morning. There's plenty of heat here. It's not record heat. It's just hot because that's where it is here this time of year. But triple-digit numbers over the weekend from the mid-Atlantic states up through from the Carolinas, actually, up into your area, Richie, the Delmarva, into New York and New England. The pools. Enter those people who want more public pools. Yet the folks who are running, the good folks who are running many communities have shut the pools down because they have a budget crunch. They haven't fired anybody from the Public Works Department. They shut down the schools.
Pools.
Shut down the pools. Well, the schools that have pools. There are schools that have pools. Do you know that? Schools. Actually, a lot of towns.
Sounds like they have a swim team.
Yeah, a lot of towns have opened up. Our town of Framingham has opened up all of its public buildings from four in the morning to 11 at night because people have no place
cooling
to get out
centers.
Of here.
Air conditioning,
cooling centers.
Great idea. The summer season, we enjoy freedom, love, vacations, travel. Before you get to summer, there is spring. In spring come a lot of great things, beginning of the garden, growth. It's an exciting time. Also, in springtime come proms, graduations, homecomings, and this year more than perhaps ever before. At least I'm focused on it because I think I saw more. Maybe someone will disagree. This has been going on. I mean, I know the prom's been there since I was in school, probably a long time before that. But there is a question about getting children to drink responsibly. I keep making reference to this conversation I had on the plane. I love, most of the time I sit by myself or I want to be to myself. I want to read, I want to sleep, I'll eat, and I want to be left alone. But I got into this conversation yesterday with this lady who is a drug and rehab counselor for American Airlines. And we got into talking about a whole bunch of things. She grew up in Europe and was as a youngster, and if Roberta were here, she'd say the same thing. She was taught, or she was exposed to, all kinds of alcohol as a child. And as we know, the problems in Europe are far less than the problems here when it comes to drinking responsibly as a teenager. There are parents, and maybe this is the crux of the problem, who allow their children to consume alcohol, sometimes under their supervision, sometimes not under their supervision. The parent that hosts an underage drinking party, thinking that the children will consume alcohol and the adults will supervise, is this a responsible way for a parent to think? Yes,
that's a really tough one.
What'd you do? What happened with you when you were that? You
been
around wine?
Never. Though. Yeah, I mean, well, it was. I'd have little tastes here and there.
Yeah, but would your parents allow you to have a party in your house and have drinking in the house?
Absolutely not.
No, Richie.
Well, no. They're. My parents.
And what are you going to do, by the way, when you get to that point with your children?
Yeah, my parents. I mean, yeah, okay, take a sip, at 15, or try my wine or something like that, maybe. I think I will probably let the kids have a half a glass of wine or a half a glass of
Janet
beer when they're 15. Well, yeah, we have, because that's kind of how she grew up. I mean, in South America, you know.
Different heritage than you.
If the family's having wine, sure. If you're 15 years old or something like that, sure, give the kid a glass of wine. A glass of wine.
Right. There's a difference, though, between drinking with your family and having a booze party. It's bad. I had a friend, go ahead and finish your story, but I had a friend who got into a lot of trouble for having a party for her teenager because somebody died.
See, that's the thing. You cannot allow your underage kids to have friends over and drink because you are then responsible for them.
Yeah. This girl got into a car accident, went off the road, died.
Suicide.
And the parent had to take legal action. I mean,
sure.
Was in major trouble legally for letting that kid drink and let her drive.
Yeah. All right, let me turn this around a little bit. If your parents had a problem, I don't know whether you might do this as a parent. Like this is a two-sided coin. Parents sometimes tell their children that they had problems as a child and therefore don't want their children to do it because they don't want them to have a problem. They don't realize that the reason they had a problem is because they weren't supervised. At least that's the way I look at it. I mean, I didn't do any of this stuff because I saw someone, my mother was completely gone, and it so freaked me out that I couldn't deal with it, and I still probably couldn't today well. So do you think it's a good idea for parents who have not been good to point out their own mistakes? Would you tell your children about how you sort of were abusive for a while when you were young, Richie?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't tell him I was, going out and, getting sloshed, but I would just say, hey,
how would you make the point?
Well, I would just say, hey, listen, just like every parent does, I've been here. Mm-hmm. I know what it's like. Mm-hmm. And trust me, you have to be responsible about this because otherwise you lose control.
Unless you're a kid like Doug or like my mom who watched her mother drink a lot. I think they learned because they've seen it firsthand. But if you're just telling your kid about your past, I think that still makes your kid want to experiment.
Sure. And you're right. I mean, my dad told me 1,000 times, 1,000 different lessons that he had learned that I'd ignored. But you know what? After a couple of times, I went, oh, you know what? Maybe he's right. And I don't know why, but the whole drug thing scared me to death. And I think my parents had a large part to do with that, so I didn't really go there. But the drinking thing, I had to learn for myself, and that's a tough lesson.
I remember being in high school going to a party one weekend when there was drinking, and the guys got violent, and there was a fight.
Sure.
And a couple of kids got hurt badly. I remember a girl who was pregnant who was drinking at that party. This is amazing. I'm thinking back to when I was 17 years old. Girl was pregnant, and she blacked out. I think that if there's no supervision around, more likely to be some promiscuity, some sex. I don't know whether I don't know how it enters into on the totem pole of things that would go on, but the less you think about it, less responsible you are, the more free you feel, the more you're likely to experiment with any number of things. But I don't know what the answer here, by the way. I'm not giving you a solution to the problem. I'm just asking you to think about it because I think it may be different in everybody's different circumstance. My own opinion is that it is much better handled by the European way than we handle it here by just saying, pounding your fist, no, you can't do that.
What did you guys do with your kids, Dougie?
With Brendan and Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Megan started tasting wine when she was at home. Brendan didn't like wine. Brendan drank some wine. You know, both of them went to prep school, and I know that Brendan had beer when he was in prep school, and I know that he didn't handle it well because he's like me. He can't drink. If he has one beer, he's gonzo. He cannot. Brendan can absolutely not handle his alcohol, whereas Megan can. I remember Megan coming home from her best friend's wedding, and she was pretty well schnockered.
Three sheets.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever seen Megan in a condition that she wasn't. Megan is so extraordinarily responsible.
Brendan would be the problem child with you. Brendan, he would be the one that would get out of control.
And plus, because he can't handle it in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, you know, he's exactly like I am that way. He cannot handle it. Although I was going to tell you the story. Saturday night when I had dinner in Chicago with a friend, we went to this sort of free bar before we had dinner. We were a little early for dinner, so we went to the bar. And she ordered a Cosmopolitan and then decided she was driving, because she was. And she gave it to me. And
yeah, that's trouble.
No, actually.
A martini for Doug, you did okay?
We were laughing because I was saying to her what a big boy I felt like that day. I got the train out of Chicago out of O'Hare into Chicago without really any help. And then I had this, not only did I have martini? Was it
Cosmo?
Yeah, it's a martini.
Is it okay?
And vodka, a little cranberry. And
I had two glasses of rosé wine
and a martini. Holy mackerel, Doug!
And I was still okay. I was
really
awake. But it was very slow. I mean,
It depends on if you eat. And if you drink water, and if you drink slowly.
Right. Yeah. The food is everything.
Yeah.
By the way, were you drinking from the ladies' cocktail menu?
Well,
that's true. Cosmo. Yeah.
I was drinking from the ladies' glass. I don't know whether it was... but it was...
It's funny. It's a lot of people, they just quit cold turkey because they can't, handle it and everything. For me, I just matured and learned how to... manage, okay.
Yeah.
Don't drink fast.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drink to excess.
Yeah.
Don't mix.
That's the key.
Drinks.
When you start thinking it through, I've noticed that too. As I've gotten older, I always think about whether I have to drive.
Yeah.
You think about these things. I think it's just part of growing up and maturing.
See, one of the things that
it's weird to hit me, not to interrupt Doug, but this thought will be gone if you don't.
Yeah, please.
We're talking all morning about
Amy
Winehouse, who died at the age of 27, and this phenomenon called the 27 Club of Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison and all the Janis Joplin all died at 27. And I've always said, and you guys maybe have heard me say this, when I turned 27, I went, it's over. I can't. Yeah, and it's not like I was waking up drunk and all over the place. It's just that we'd go out, all of our friends would go out 2-3 times a week, and I would drink too much.
Mm-hmm.
And at 27, I just said, I can't do this.
Did your father ever talk to you about that?
Yeah, we talked about it once or twice, but, it's not like I was, waking up on the side of, yards. I wasn't some chronic alcoholic or something like that. It was just like, if I should have only had 4 beers, I had 7. Or something like that, or whatever it was. And you just get to the point where you're just like, I'm too old for this. I'm smarter than this. And you just kind of say, stop it. So all morning long, I've been thinking about my realization at 27 that, man, I got to slow down.
Yeah.
And compare that to these people who never had that realization. Now, they all pretty much died of drugs and all kinds of stuff, but, it's funny. That makes me think about that age of 27 and what goes on in people's heads at that age.
Yeah. Well, what I'm thinking about also is the developing brain, drugs, alcohol, I'm now so into this brain thing that I think about these, the abuses. If you are, and I think studies have shown this, if you drink a lot of alcohol when you're a kid and you haven't grown, it'll stunt your growth. But more, it'll stunt the growth of your brain. alcohol mixed into the brain that hasn't fully developed. Never mind, it makes a mess of you if your brain is developed. But if your brain isn't completely developed and your brain really isn't physically completely developed until you're in your late teens, early 20s.
Do you know who is a big preacher about that, Dougie? No. It's Dr. Drew.
Really?
When he does his celebrity rehab, he will take the people in that are addicted to alcohol, and he will do a brain scan, and he'll show them the weak spots in their brain that's caused really just from drinking.
Yeah.
Dennis Rodman was a huge example of that. He had pieces of his brain that were just cloudy because of all the alcohol.
Yeah.
I wonder what, what's her face look like? Charlie's Angels, E.T.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, she was an alcoholic by 11.
She's done a pretty good job turning herself around.
It makes you curious, after hearing that, what her brain must look like. Yeah. I mean, she was hardcore in her early years.
Yeah. Interesting discussion, as we hope all of them are. 13 before the hour on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A great way to get your kids to eat healthy food is to involve them in the cooking process. And who knows, along the way they just might grow up to be the next superstar chef. To get your mini chef busy in the kitchen, enter Barilla Piccolini's next mini chef contest. Use our online recipe tool together to create a healthy piccolini dish and enter for a chance to win a $10,000 scholarship for your child. Food Network star Ellie Krieger believes raising your kids with good healthy eating habits doesn't have to be as time consuming or challenging as you may think.
Moms and kids can have a great time in the kitchen creating their own recipes using Barilla Piccolini Rich in Fiber White. It comes in a variety of mini shapes and has the delicious taste of regular pasta with added nutritional benefits of extra fiber and whole grains. So get your children creating their own dishes this summer.
For more information on Barilla Piccolini, including recipes, healthy eating tips, and contest details, visit piccolini.com.
A cocoa nut.
A cocoa nut. You take the lime and the coconut.
Not, right. A quick reminder about health. Richie and I were just talking about this off the air. Healthy things, good things, prevention things include the Healthy Trinity. Take it every day. Nathan, will you tell him to stop calling? Because every time I see his name, I think.
So you're talking about hot dogs for a second. Nathan.
Natren. N-A-T-R-E-N. That family has done a great job getting people to be healthy, stay healthy. Prevent things from taking a hold of your body with the right probiotic regimen, and that's Natren's Healthy Trinity, pioneering in probiotics. Take the Trinity Good Day Health 90-Day Challenge. Eat well, take the probiotics from Natren, and see if in 90 days you're going to feel your best. If you don't, you will be able to get your money back. Just say, I don't feel well, and I don't feel as good as I want to. I want my money back. 888-9-NATRON is the number. Standing in their air.
Big ones, small ones, some as big as red.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Once I believed that aging was a slow, inevitable breakdown of the physical body. With a family history of heart disease, arthritis, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, etc., my doctor's recommendation, cortisone, possible surgery on my knee, statins for my high cholesterol, then I became acquainted with MZ and his nutritional business. Returning a favor for picking up Alex, I became involved with taking supplements. Wow, what a difference. My knee pain went away. Lost the weight my doctor wanted, have a lot more energy, vitality, feel like I'm in my 20s again, and making a great income telling my friends how they can do it too. I'm sold. Never again will I miss my daily liquid dose of 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. Check out InfoWarsTeam.com and find out for yourself. Call 877-551-1301. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or 877-551-1301.
The debt ceiling situation with separate plans being crafted. The NFL, they have just one plan. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The debt, the deficit, spending cuts, revenue increases. So far, no deal, with word that Republican and Democratic Party leaders are now working on separate plans. Yesterday, House Speaker John Boehner told his fellow Republicans in a conference call that he will unveil details of a plan on Monday. That's today. A plan that involves a balanced budget amendment as a path to raising the debt ceiling. On the Democratic side, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid met with President Obama and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi last night. Senator Reid has carved out his own plan, which he says shaves $2.5 trillion off government spending, which would allow for the debt limit to increase. So, we'll see if anything comes of either or both of these plans. Meanwhile, some tough talk from one of the Republican presidential hopefuls, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, on CNN's State of the Union show, accusing President Obama of lacking courage on the debt ceiling issue.
Would you please come to the microphone and quit hiding in the basement? Is he chicken?
That's right. The seemingly mild-mannered Tim Pawlenty, who's been criticized for not being aggressive enough in his presidential campaign, calls the president a chicken. What's next? Meet me on the White House lawn where we can settle this thing? Moving on to another pressing issue, the NFL lockout, where a deal has been reached. ESPN reporting the Players Association and league owners did come to terms on a new 10-year labor deal, which still requires a majority vote of approval from the players. That vote is expected to be taken later on today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The last thing I need carpooling this lively bunch is a dead battery. The Cirrus Blue Automotive Crew offers to check my battery before there's a problem, so I feel confident my car will start every time.
Through July 30th, save on all Goodyear tires and receive up to $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4. Special financing available. And get a $21.99 oil change with coupon and no shop fees. Plus, automotive batteries are as low as $49.98. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, a mixed day for the market. The Dow down 43 points, closing the week at 12,681. NASDAQ fell 24 points. S&P was actually up a point. Crude oil prices on Friday up for a fourth straight day. Now at $99.47 a barrel, oil prices went up by over 2.5% last week alone. And that has led to some escalating prices at the pump. All right, go ahead. Fill it up.
The latest nationwide Lundberg survey shows the price for a gallon of regular up 8.5 cents over the past 2 weeks to an average of more than $3.70 a gallon now. Temperatures on the East Coast cooling down today as the heat wave that gripped much of the nation last week shifts its focus back to the nation's heartland. And listen to this. Over the weekend, despite a heat index of over 100 degrees, there was a reenactment of a famous Civil War battle 150 years ago in Manassas, Virginia. Lee Passarella, one of the battle reenactors, said it was tough to wear that costume in the heat.
It was pretty nasty, especially with, you know, the gear that we wear, wool in the summer.
Yes, wool in the summer, just perfect. There were some heat-related injuries, but everyone is said to be okay. Business at the box office over the weekend.
What do you think?
Let's try it out.
I think it works.
Captain America, the First Avenger, tops at the box office, pulling in nearly $66 million in its debut. And finally, history made in New York State yesterday. At the stroke of midnight Sunday morning, New York's same-sex marriage law went into effect. In New York City, hundreds of couples waiting at the city clerk's office in Manhattan to take their marital vows.
Hi, Nevin.
Take you, Daniel.
Take you, Daniel.
And there was a rather high-profile wedding held last night at Gracie Mansion, home of New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The mayor himself performed the wedding between two members of his administration, his policy aide, John Feinblatt, and the city's Consumer Affairs Commissioner, Jonathan Mintz.
We are gathered here today in the presence of family and friends to witness the exchange of marriage vows of John and Jonathan.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's skip ahead, please.
Therefore, by the powers vested in me by the state of New York, I pronounce you both married.
Love the way the mayor said, married. The mayor might have been implying that as of yesterday, same-sex couples in New York now have the legal right to be as miserable in marriage as the rest of us. I hope my wife isn't listening. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Equal housing.
Hey, somebody stepping a duck?